Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
For details. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard, and yesterday heard Senator Kim Ward with Marty Griffin, and then later Senator Jay Acosta talking about the impact on them of hearing about the shootings of lawmakers in Minnesota. And this morning on CBS, Michael George.
Chilling new details in the shootings of two Minnesota lawmakers that federal prosecutors call a political assassination. Authorities revealed the suspect, Vance Belter, planned to inflict even more carnage, showing up at the homes of four legislators on the night of the attacks. Investigators also showed off his arsenal of weapons they found, along with his notebooks, which they say detail months of meticulous planning.
And joining us is internationally recognized expert on personal security, served this country, United States Marine Corps, and also has written a book, Live Ready, A Guide to Protecting Yourself in an Uncertain World. We welcome Sam Rosenberg. Sam, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Great to be in your show again. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming back. This is a very atypical situation, obviously, but it's really macabre in the sense that this Vance had this mask over his head and then was dressed as a police officer. And if someone knocked on your door dressed like that, you would open the door, I assume, right?
Yeah, I think most people would. And, you know, that goes to demonstrate the level of, if you will, you know, planning and sophistication of this assassination.
So with that, is it so atypical? The average person doesn't necessarily have to worry about that, but it always heightens the interest of people saying, wait a minute, I got to find ways to protect myself and my family. What do you tell people?
I tell people the same thing I've told them for the last 30 years. I mean, we have to recognize that personal security is, you know, it's a fundamental human need, but ultimately it is an individual responsibility. And we have to be able to recognize how to protect ourselves, whether we're in our homes or out and about. And it is a process. You know, violence is not random. It is a process as often as predictable and observable as boiling water. What we need to do as citizens is recognize how to recognize the danger, particularly if we're being targeted, and then know exactly what to do if we're being targeted, how to make sure that the opportunity is never really there for someone to do us harm. And of course, how to respond if we have to. In a situation like this, a political assassination, no different, if you will, than someone targeting a celebrity of any kind. It's a different ballgame. And, you know, when you are a public figure, the stakes are different and the dynamics are different in such a way that you have to recognize how to take security to a different level. You know, most people don't have to really worry too much about assassination of this type. And if they do, it's because they're being targeted on a personal level. Or something is spilling from the workplace, a CEO, for example, who is being targeted by a disgruntled employee or something of that sort. on the domestic side, if it's, you know, if I can't have you, no one can, that type of thing. So it's not that citizens and regular people can't be targeted for targeted violence. The concept is most of us simply have to worry about the everyday dangers that exist, such as street criminals and predatory behavior in general.
Yeah, I mean, I think over the years, and you know this, Sam, firsthand with mass shootings in places, and we know right here in Pittsburgh in a synagogue when people were on a Saturday in worship, it can happen and has happened everywhere.
Absolutely. And that's why I always recommend, I mean, people need to recognize they have to take the responsibility for themselves. And if we look at it sort of in very simple processes, right? You know, what can we do as individuals on a day-to-day basis? The first thing is we have to enhance our situational awareness. You know, I work with literally, I've trained tens of thousands of people over the years. And one of the things I hear most commonly, particularly from men, is, you know, hey, I pay attention to my environment. I don't need to worry about self-defense skills. And the reality of that is that paying attention is just a prerequisite. What you really have to do is understand what to look for, how to look, and when to look. And when we're out and about, we have to pay attention to warning signs of danger. And the easiest way in a very short radio program to talk about that is look for anomalies. And when something strikes your intuition as being odd or out of place, pay attention and dig a little deeper. Don't just dismiss it and assume, because you can't see any evidence, that everything's just fine. You know, our tendency is to sort of go, well, I'm just overreacting, or I don't want to judge a book by its cover. But when your intuition warns you and the hair goes up on the back of your neck, pay attention and allow that initial sort of warning alert to raise your level of alert and pay attention and on a deeper level. Maybe even avoid that situation or that person. We're talking about our home.
Go ahead, Sam.
You know, when we're talking about our home and we have an incident like this targeted assassination, it's very similar. We have to have situational awareness. We have to have the basics. Lock your doors at night. Make sure that you have some barrier between you and the outside world. Yeah, get an alarm system. You know, alarm systems are inexpensive and very easily doable to give you that early warning sign that something is wrong and someone is trying to get into your home. And if you have the means, I would go to the next level and actually put some cameras on your house. Even something as simple as a Ring doorbell system. But there are very sophisticated camera systems nowadays that use AI that can alert you if some prowler is lurking around your house at night. So the concept here is you have to create those layers of security so that when you're in the sanctity of your home, in the sanctuary, you can relax. You don't have to be on edge all the time. And if a situation arises like someone knocking on your door, which is quite frankly unusual nowadays, think twice before you just open the door. Ask for information through the door. Ask people, what do they want? What's their purpose there? Maybe use that Ring doorbell camera to give you that extra little bit of barrier.
That makes the most practical sense for everybody in the moment right there. Great information, Sam. Always appreciate your time and would love to have you back.
Thank you, Larry. Have a great morning.
Sam Rosenberg, who is an internationally recognized expert on security on the Big Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.